Morning. Joining us now in studio is Northfield's interim community development director, Mike Erickson. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. It's great to be here. And on a beautiful day here in downtown Northfield, it's a good day.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And thank you for serving Northfield on the interim basis for the last few months. You're going to be wrapping up your duties, and Northfield does have a new full-time community development director coming up Monday. We'll get more into that in just a moment or so.
But
how many you've been here since the last...
Couple of months.
I'd say late last summer? September, okay.
Yep. Late September, and when I got that call, they needed someone... They needed someone right away because Chris had accepted a city administrator job in the metro, and I just happened to be available. So happy to have served the community here for the last couple of months.
Now you're kind of a professional interim guy at this point in your career.
You know, Jeff, I am. I'm very blessed and fortunate. I've been doing this. Next month, that actually will be 30 years. I've been a city administrator in 5 communities for more than 20, the longest in Hugo. But as I near the end of my career, was blessed and fortunate to do the exact same job in the city of Brooklyn Center, interim community development director. They needed someone, and with the years of experience and ability to step right in and hit the ground running, did the same thing here.
All right. Where are you from? Where do you live at?
I'm a native of Brooklyn Park. Okay. Grew up in Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, graduated from Osseo High School, and currently live in Maplewood with my wife of 24 years, Suzanne. Erickson. Suzanne's a special ed teacher at Montemedia High School. I have 3 children. Daughter one graduated from Eau Claire at home with her L.Ed. degree, substitute teaching. Daughter two, Paige, is at Eau Claire as a sophomore, and my son graduated from North St. Paul High School, proudly serving in the Army in Fort Lee, Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk about your time in Northfield. You've been here for about 3 months now, roughly. Tell us about your thoughts on Northfield from the perspective of a community development director.
I'm happy to. First off, it starts with an excellent city council. We've got an excellent mayor, council members. We've got great quality individuals that serve on our commissions, and I've been fortunate to observe and be part of the different commissions that are there. And then it starts also with an excellent city administrator. Ben's doing a great job, great department heads who have the vision, who have the professionalism to deliver excellent customer service every day. And these are good folks. These are good folks who help run the city in a way that citizens feel good when they come into City Hall. If we're out in the field, plowing streets, what have you, they're good folks, and they put their heart and soul into their job every day.
All right. You know, looking at the future, I don't know if you've had how much of an opportunity you've experienced of the history of Northfield and the direction we're going in the future. And with your experiencing a lot of different communities, and Northfield's not a suburb like some of the suburbs are. We're a little different. Do you like where we're going here? Are we going in the right direction?
Jeff, it's spot on. If there is one number one thing, it really is the history, the rich, rich history of Northfield, and really using that as a springboard to embrace it and the quality of individuals that are involved in the day-to-day lives here. But one of my new best friends is the executive director, Kathy Osterman, from the Northfield Historical Society. She gave me just an outstanding tour, and she took me downstairs, and it was like going into the Smithsonian Institution with so much rich history. And I think building on that with a quality downtown, a one-of-a-kind downtown, I was amazed that we had a Hallmark movie. You know this already, but we had a Hallmark movie here in town 2 years ago, and I was amazed. It just made Northfield shine, and I think embracing that as we move forward and making sure that it's a vital part of the quality of life that residents here enjoy.
Yeah, you mentioned the history of Northfield. The Northfield Historical Society is a great place to get that history, not only 130 years ago or 140 years ago, but, you know, in the last 10 years or 5 years or just more recent history as well. And going down into the kind of the catacombs of ears and skeletons and things.
It was amazing. I've been involved with historical societies. In fact, in my volunteer life in the real world, I actually serve on the Maplewood Historical Society in Maplewood, and our home base is the Bruin Trupp Farm, a 100-year-old farm that's located just east of Maplewood Mall. And but you guys have much, much, much more history. We have this Scotch tape company called 3M. Actually,
they're sure.
That's our history, but they only go back about 60 years or so, at least in Maplewood. But you folks have much, much more, and it's really, really neat.
And we'll be talking very soon with some folks that are responsible for putting together another book about Northfield that's coming out, Young People Here in Northfield. And it's not about cowboys and bad guys and stuff. It's a more recent history about some of the things that have made Northfield, you know, the city it is more recently in the last 50 years or
Excellent.
So, probably. So some good stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the person who has been hired to become Northfield's now the community development director. That's Mitzi Baker. She comes from Rochester. You mentioned before we went on, you haven't really met her too much before she's got the
job. No, but just know of her work, and I think with the quality of the both the community and the county, Olmsted County, she worked for both City of Rochester and Olmsted County, and that just the really good things that are happening there in Rochester, I think, is a good sign that she's bringing a skill set that's going to fit in really, really well here, working in Northfield with her. Professional acumen and her people skills, I think, just really, really shine. And she engaged herself really well with our commissions, our council, one of our meet and greets. And I think she's going to fit in real well here in our community and certainly within the City Hall team.
Yeah, you had mentioned the experience in Rochester. Rochester is a unique city. Probably not only in Minnesota, but really around the country, with the investment that's going in there in recent years and that will be going into Rochester in future years. Wow, that'll up your skill set.
Oh gosh, yes. And I think having that experience and bringing that here, I think, is going to be a very positive thing for us and for Mitzi. Fresh start for her.
Now, will you be meeting with her, or would you, you know, kind of walking her through the job the
Absolutely.
First week? Or
you bet. Yep. We just met yesterday. Ben Martig and our HR director Michelle Mahowald, and kind of mapped out a plan. It's probably going to be about a week and a half of overlap. Ben and I are meeting actually with her for a luncheon meeting on Friday to go over. Kind of how it's going to work, and really my role in stepping back from the managing the day-to-day operations, and more from a transition point of view, to share with her my experiences, observations, certainly the projects that we've been working on, and then lastly and most importantly, the people, certainly at City Hall, but as well as in the business community. A tremendous amount of good quality business leaders here, including a number with our Northfield Rotary Club. I've been very blessed and fortunate with meeting a number of them, just amazed at how much they care about our community. And it's also anchored with our two colleges, St. Olaf and Carleton. We recognized them last Tuesday at our council meeting for their volunteer efforts after our tornado storm there back on September 20th. And I think it's going to be a good, smooth transition, and Mitzi's going to be able to hit the ground running.
All right. What about Mike Erickson? You'll be without a job, I guess, coming up pretty soon. You'd mentioned you're kind of close to retirement. Anything on the horizon yet?
There are some other interim opportunities, very ironically, that my colleagues have made me aware of, and at this point, I'm moving forward with exploring them. I'm also in my other work. I'm a high school softball coach, and so we've got some winter coaching clinics that will be going on that I will be working at. And then I've been exploring both teaching in the high school classroom as well as with some of my colleagues who teach at the university level. So I'm exploring those opportunities. I want to give back. I want to, with the years of experience that I've had, I want to give back and help educate both our young people as well as share those real-life experiences with the college students.
Wow. I'm sure they would really appreciate that, and they would benefit from your experience and your wisdom.
Thank you.
All right. Mike, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you for your short time here in Northfield. You're not going to be a stranger, are you? Will you come down?
No, actually, the good news, one of the biggest successes recently is the Fairfield Inn by Marriott Hotel. My wife and actually another couple friend of ours are going to come here and spend the night, because I am so impressed by this community, so impressed by the by that particular new hotel and the unique opportunities that are here. And I want them to experience what I've experienced. And so we're gonna come down here, and I'm not going to be a stranger. So appreciate it. You got a great radio station here, Jeff and Terry. You guys do a great job. And I'm very, very impressed. It's been my honor and privilege to serve the community here for the last few months.
All right. Well, we appreciate the kind words. Thank you so much. And we'll see you when you come back to town. Be sure to stop in.
I will do that. Thank you, Jeff.
Mike Erickson, once again, Interim Community Development Director here in Northfield. Jeff, getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned. The Wayne Eddy Affair is coming up next. Wayne will have a member of Northfield's business community in Elizabeth Spaulding, who's just recently opened up a store right down here on Division Street, will be Wayne's guest today. So keep it tuned right here to AM 1080, FM 95.1, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.